you're walking along Surf Drive Beach on a late afternoon, you might see Mike Martin sitting in his car playing flute. Mike has his own landscaping and irrigation business and stops by the beach almost every day after work to play for the ducks and feed them cracked corn.
I don't know much about ducks. They're peaceful and docile, and I like to be peaceful and docile. You know, so I just relate to them, they relate to me, and we hang out.
All right, this is the Dixie Dregs song Hereafter. This is the one I tune to usually.
He makes the bamboo flutes himself. You really have to hit the flutes at full volume to tune them, so he comes to the beach.
I don't want to be in the house because it bothers the cats and the dogs, so you don't want to be next to people if you can help it. That's why I try and find the beaches, you know, and I don't get too loud.
Mike grew up playing piano and guitar and has spent a lot of time performing on the side. He was in a band recently, but it stopped being fun.
We just didn't see eye to eye, and I said, look, to be honest with you, I'm just as happy sitting at the beach playing my flute to a bunch of ducks. And so I left. Rather than deal with that, I just come down here and deal with these guys. Sometimes I'm accused of not playing well with others, see? And that's why the flute's a nice singular musical instrument.
Mike's work landscaping or digging irrigation systems can be solitary, and he jokes that he's not so good with people. But that's not how locals around here describe him.
He's a pretty hip guy, very kind, like someone I look forward to seeing.
Henna Starmonte grew up in Falmouth. She used to work at the bowling alley where Mike is part of a league, and one day she saw him on the beach playing flute for the ducks.
And I remember he had, like, names for a lot of the ducks. Like, he knew, like, which specific ones were which, whether you had, like, names for them or not. And he would be out there, like, playing the flute for them and stuff.
Okay, everyone on the beach. I had to take one with a broken leg down to the Wellfleet place, but they couldn't save him. Broke his left leg first. He lasted a year and a half with it. He had a permanent limp, but then he broke the right leg. That was Lefty, because of the left limp, of course. Would have brought his spirits up more, and he would have fought harder if he could have heard the flute once in a while, though. I'm convinced.
Maybe they're just waiting for the cracked corn, but it really does seem like the ducks are bobbing along to the rhythm and enjoying the flute. Mike finds the bamboo for the flutes in his backyard. He uses other flutes he's made to measure the length and basically eyeballs the distance between the holes.
And that's why they're so imperfect. But that's okay. I like the imperfect part of them.
The notes get sharper as he files the holes bigger, so he starts them small and then widens them a little at a time until they sound right.
You're sailing a little flat. There comes the file.
Mike gives the flutes as gifts to people who enjoy the music and appreciate the ducks. Henna got a flute from Mike as a high school graduation present a couple years ago. He knew she was nervous about graduating.
So it was, like, kind of special, and he showed me how to play it and stuff. Like, it was kind of difficult at first. I don't really, like, use it too much, but just, like, the sentiment of it was really nice. I think that that grouchy old man thing that he sees himself as isn't necessarily true.
I call a couple of them the Fishers. Mr. and Mrs. Fisher, they'll hang over to the left, and they'll dart in and out of the waves and catch fish and throw them to each other.
Mike isn't the only one who feeds the ducks. A lot of people come to Surf Drive Beach with cracked corn or stale bread. Mike told me it's a way for people to feel like they're doing something right. But there's also this.
What did I say to the lady at the feed store? Yeah, no, she said to me, you don't feed them for them, you feed them for you. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, there's a baby. It's one of our friends.
I like to spread it out, make sure everyone gets a chance. Some of them are more shy than others.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Haley Fager.
See where it can be fun.